a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. And now for a New Year's message. 1 year passes and a new year begins. Thus goes the cycle of our lives. And yet so few pause to consider the eternal harvest that follows our little life here on earth. My Bible texts will help us to rightly consider our lives as weighed in God's perfect balances. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider thy ways. Is the seed yet in the barn? Important things have been left undone in the year that has just passed, while empty, worthless vanities have taken their places. God's prophet Haggai lived in the years of Darius, the world emperor. God sent him forth as the Lord's messenger with the Lord's message. That message is preserved for us in that age-abiding book, the eternal word of God, the Bible, so that we too might hear the Lord's message today. The first part of that God-sent message was this: Thus saith the Lord, consider your ways. And Haggai cried 5 times for them to consider. But as then, so now, people are too occupied with some anticipated pleasure or vain dream to pause and consider. To consider means to face the facts, to discover the real truths about the matters before us. We all have time, or could take time, so let us pause and consider our ways before the Almighty, the all-wise God. Neighbor, this will be well-spent time. Haggai, as the Lord's messenger, first called upon men to consider the past and see how they had taken no action, even though God so earnestly appealed to them. But they reacted thus: The time is not come. Today the young folks react thus: We know we will be judged by God one day, but we are young. The time is not come yet for us to be converted. We want to enjoy life our way, and then we get old, we'll settle down and get right with God. That's what they think. The businessman reacts likewise, and he says, I'm busy now. I intend to read the Bible and to think about God before I die, but I'm busy making money. I'm well and not so old, you know. I'll think about the next life later on, but not now, for the time has not yet come. And that's what he says. Neighbor, what do you say? Have I already quoted you? Haggai cried again, Thus saith the Lord, consider your ways. What was it this time? God charged them with living selfish lives, and while they greedily grabbed for themselves each day, yet at the end they had nothing, for they put all in a bag with holes, and it all went. Consider, neighbor, the years of your life. What have you got to show for them? What have you that will stand in eternity? You reached for what your lust craved, but it all ran out, leaving you with but the moan of an empty soul. All is vanity, as you find the bitter end of a selfish, godless life. Again, Haggai cried, Consider. You look for big things, but you only found disappointment. You were sadly disappointed in your relatives and your friends, in your job and your pleasures, in your politics and in your religion too. Neighbors before you, millions before you had similar experiences, for when man lives for this earth instead of heaven, for self instead of God, for time instead of eternity, for the world instead of Christ, he will surely reap disappointment. A man who lives for time instead of eternity is like memorizing the columns of the newspaper. How silly, when it will all pass with that day. Memorize the Bible. It's the eternal word of God. Neighbor, let these words be a guidepost before you. Live for eternity. All else is vain. Then Haggai cries the fourth time, Consider, what is it now? God has spoken to men in his judgments to cause them to fear the Almighty, and God has spoken to men by his mercies to cause them to repent, and yet there has been no reaction, no moving Godward. So the verdict is, Yet ye turn not to me, saith the Lord. Neighbor, is it really true of you after all your experiences in life and all God's revelations to you, and yet you have not repented and called on the name of the Lord Jesus for salvation? No wonder God's messenger cries, Consider your ways. And then Haggai cries his final appeal, saying, "Consider now." And then comes the question of our subject, is the seed yet in the barn? Seed? The barn? That sounds like farmers. Yes, and we may find that we all act like farmers too. Let us consider. Is the seed yet in the barn? What do these things mean in Bible terms? The seed is the Word of God, that living Word who is Christ Himself, and that written Word, the Bible, by which people are born again and brought into eternal life and into the kingdom of God. And the barn, in the Bible, that is the place where men selfishly store things away for themselves. As our Lord told us of that rich farmer who built his better barns to bestow all his crops for himself. Seed in the barn. It won't do any good there. It won't grow and bear fruit there. You're right, for seed must be put into the field and buried there in order to be fruitful. But the cry is the seed yet in the barn? This pertinent question we will now put to three persons. The first will be to God in heaven. We reverently ask, O God, is thy seed yet in thy barn? Has God kept the seed, which is Christ, the Word in flesh, and the Bible, the Word in writing, in his storehouse, in his home in heaven? We all know the answer, for in our homes, in our hands, we hold God's written word. It is given to you and me in our own tongue. Its language is plain and clear. Its prophecies are certain. It is the revelation of God in heaven to men on earth. It is not a secret treasured up in heaven, but it is the word of God sown in human minds and hearts on earth. And as to the living word of God, God has in love for us not withheld his beloved Son, but gave him down to earth. He dwelt among us full of grace and truth, and then he, our Lord Jesus Christ, gave himself for our sins on Calvary's cross. As our Lord and Savior approached Calvary, he said of himself these words, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." So now we turn the question on Christians. Is the seed yet in the barn? My brother, my sister in Christ, it is your turn to consider this question. You love God's Son and you love God's Word, the Bible. You reverence it and memorize it. But is the seed yet in the barn? Do you keep it to yourself or do you share it with others, the lost around you and the faraway heathen? Do you witness for the Lord your Savior? Do you pass out tracts? What about those gems of truth that molded your Christian character? Do you share them with young believers, or do you keep them all for yourself? Is the seed yet in the barn? Is it any wonder the world is in the shape it is today? Christians have become so tongue-tied, so go-tied, and so purse-tied too. The world suffers from our failing testimony. Haggai's question comes like a knockout to the Christians of this generation. May we be humbled by it and arise to live differently until Jesus comes. Amen. Finally, Haggai would cry to a world of sinners, "Is the seed yet in the barn?" You have read the good word of God and heard it preached. You know it is true and dependable, but still you are without its blessings. It has brought salvation and a new life to others, but not to you. Why is this? You have not heard it as the word of God to you. You have not obeyed it as it commanded you to repent of your sins. And he who is the word himself, Jesus Christ, you have not received to be your Lord and your Savior. Consider the years that have passed in your life and have left you in this inexcusable plight, and determine to make the first thing in this new year to now get alone with God and in repentance receive and confess Jesus Christ, his Son, as your own Lord to obey and your Savior to trust, and begin to live for eternity, to live for Jesus your Lord. Now let us all hear the message of Haggai, the Lord's messenger with the Lord's message, and consider our ways, and make this new year in our lives a great year. Let our motto be, as the hymn says, "All for Jesus, all for Jesus, every day and every hour. Amen and amen." These are three messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant.